It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Easter Sunday Mass went on at Denver's Cathedral Basilica this weekend. Despite social distancing, Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there, but he says parishioners were not.
The Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception was empty Sunday, save for the men and women carrying on Easter Mass. Archbishop Samuel Joseph Aquila said it was the first time he had seen the room empty for the holiday. Instead, the service was live-streamed for worshipers at home in isolation.
For the people of our community and world, that we might be protected from sickness and loss of life from this illness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
But Aquila said there were blessings in this odd time. Parents have found joy in spending so much time with their kids. Hopefully, he said, that will carry on when this is all over. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Crowding on trails in Jefferson County has led officials to temporarily close some parks. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Park rangers started shutting down parks over the weekend. These temporary closures are for trails and parks that are at capacity and are implemented on a rolling basis. The county is asking that people make alternate plans in case of closures and to not park on the side of the road if lots are already full. Rangers and deputies will be there to help with enforcement. If people still want to go, Jefferson County asks people to not come during peak crowding hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Colorado energy regulators will host a virtual meeting today on the largest oil and gas fine in the state history. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission fined a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum more than $18 million for leaking gas in 2017. Officials say that leak led to a deadly home explosion in Firestone that killed two people and severely injured one. This is CPR News.